I circle, my hands raised, my breath coming hard, rapid. Nothing like the calm male before me, whose every movement is water incarnate. Beads of sweat snake down my skin, stinging my eyes and salting my lips. A distant part of my mind remembers this mountain path being bitingly cold, but that was an eternity ago, when my lungs had all the air they wanted. The soft crack of twigs beneath my leather boots mocks me gently. The male's feet make no sound, as if the drying autumn leaves have no power to get in his way. Bending my knees, I launch forward, bracing for the impact. I aim my shoulder for the male's thigh, my hands ready to chop his knees just as soon as I lock against his body. No hesitation, that's the key. Move through him, penetrate. Now that I'm committed, one of us will be hitting the ground, him or me. It will hurt a lot less if it's him. My shoulder strikes a wall of deadly, immortal flesh. Penetrate, penetrate, penetrate. I keep moving, shoving, as if my true target isn't the male himself, but something beyond him. The male's musky, metallic scent fills my nose. My legs strain with a burn of depleted muscle. The wall that is him holds. One heartbeat, two. On the third, it finally wavers, then gives. The male lands gracefully on his back, my body sprawled a great deal less gracefully atop him. My sweat-slicked cheek slides across the hard squares of his bare abdomen, and I realize I was very wrong. It hurts just as much to land on top of the male as on the ground, his coiled muscles offering all the cushioning of bloody rocks. Before I can gather myself, I realize I'm still moving. We are still moving. The male's muscled arms wrap around me, his hips continuing the motion that I kindled. I feel myself pressed against him as he rolls fluidly over his shoulder, reversing our positions. It's my back on the ground now, the twigs digging into my flesh while the male straddles my body, his hands pinning my wrists to the dirt. His face floats above mine, piercing blue eyes lit with frustration. His sharply carved jaw is clenched even tighter than usual, and a wisp of blonde hair that's escaped his bun drops down to tickle my cheek.
Mortal.
His voice is a low velvet that vibrates through my body. You are a bastard, Cole, I say through clenched teeth. Cole raises a brow. His hips shift, somehow making him feel three times heavier. He lowers his face to mine, the hair's distance between us saturated with his body's blazing heat. His eyes meet mine, the purple tinge around his irises hidden.
You stopped paying attention the instant your takedown succeeded.
I wonder whether that purple is a trick of the light or a reflection of Cole's thoughts. It would be very interesting if it were the latter, though I doubt it's possible.
Mortal.
Cole squeezes my wrists harder to get my attention, his voice dangerously quiet.
Next time your mind goes on holiday, I'll crack a rib or two.
Empty threat! I fight to get the words past the pressure on my chest. Cole's sharp canines bare themselves.
Shall we wager on it? Shade can heal you afterward, but I promise it won't feel good.
Shit. My stomach clenches, a rush of unease pushing my heart into a gallop and my attention on Cole to razor-sharp focus. I trust the warrior with my life, not with my enjoyment of it. He just might crack ribs if that brutal mind of his thought it a good idea. Cole slides off me, extending a hand to pull me to my feet. I climb up slowly, stretching out the moment in hopes of finding my suddenly elusive balance, of convincing my heart to slow. Just when I think I've cracked through Cole's facade, I discover a new level of steel underneath. I straighten my shirt, brush dirt and leaves off the back of my head. I'm wearing what has become my customary training outfit. Supple black leather pants, soft boots that lace up the back of my calves, and a fitted linen shirt. I learned my lesson about wearing loose clothes a week ago, when Cole proved he wasn't above yanking me around with extra fabric. Cole presses his hand between my shoulder blades, nudging a finger beneath my auburn braid.
You are all right. Feel the solid ground beneath your feet and breathe.
And here I thought myself better at hiding emotions.
I can smell fear,
Cole says, as if having heard my thoughts. For a male who thinks a cracked rib to be an acceptable teaching aid, his awareness of my body is frighteningly perceptive.